Joining us now is our dear friend, Dr. Leah, with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
Annie, I'm good.
You know, I'm so excited for you to talk about this tip this morning. Because my little friend who sits next to me.
Not me.
Yes,
me?
You. Yes,
I thought you were talking to Barb.
Not Barb. I'm not picking on Barb. She's a client. I'm picking on my friend. My friend next to me has a tendency to go for these diet pops.
I do.
Go ahead. Tell us your tip this morning.
Although the diet pops have aspartame, which I think is worse.
Okay. Today she's talking about high fructose corn syrup, and that's in the real thing.
It is, but it's also in so many other things. Although about two-thirds of the high fructose corn syrup on the market is in pop, is in soda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, people ask me, like, what is high fructose corn syrup?
Yes.
Because you hear corn syrup, you hear corn starch, and you hear all these other corn products, but high fructose corn syrup, it was actually developed back in the 60s as a liquid sweetener, and it's made from corn starch. And there's some special process, some chemical synthetic stuff they use to actually make it more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so in doing that, and also in making it liquid, it's a great cheap way to sweeten soft drinks and breakfast cereals and bread. I'm amazed how many breads, when you look at the ingredients, have high fructose corn syrup.
I was going to say, you know, really, I don't know, you look, almost everything has it.
When you start reading labels,
chilies,
you
and,
start seeing it in practically everything.
It is. It's in tomato syrup, you know, tomato sauce. It's in, actually, a lot of ketchup has high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
I've seen it in lots of breakfast cereals. It's in English muffins. I mean, there's a whole bunch. It's
in English muffins?
Yeah.
Oh,
I stopped buying a brand of English muffins because it had that in it.
I didn't.
That's why you have to read labels.
You really do.
It's very important.
So why is this so bad for us, Dr. Leah?
It's bad in a sense, and it might be good in a sense if used in moderation. Like, for example, fructose in and of itself, which is in fruit and honey, that's the primary sugar in those two things, fructose doesn't cause insulin to be secreted by the pancreas. So for diabetics, that might be good if used in small amounts and if used in the pure form of fructose. High fructose corn syrup, though, it can possibly cause damage to our kidneys, our liver. There's been studies that have shown that it can cause high blood pressure and inflammation. There's even research that has found that fructose may actually increase the risk of diabetes.
Really?
By promoting insulin resistance, which that's kind of been a big thing out there in the world of hearing talk of insulin resistance. And also, you know, we as humans have never consumed so much fructose as we have in this last decade, especially. And our bodies can't handle it.
Well, I think that one of the things that I found fascinating, probably like anything else in moderation, it's not going to do this to us, but when it's in everything, you know, it starts to become this kind of problem.
Right, and that is the problem, exactly. It's like, it's in so many things. It's one thing if it was just in soft drinks and you could just stop soft drinks and that's it. But it's been put into so many parts of our food supply. So all the more reason for whole foods and vegetables and fruits and all those kind of things. I just really believe that it's one of the things that's causing problems.
Now, this is what I also heard, according to, you know, my trainer, is that also that product can stop you from losing weight, having a lot of that. Is that true?
It can, because fructose doesn't stimulate insulin secretion, it actually can stop your ability to feel like you're full.
Okay.
So you don't feel satiated. You keep eating, and you keep eating more of that stuff, and then you overeat because of it.
Well, isn't that one of the causes? Aren't they pointing to that as one of the causes for obesity in America?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's one of
the... Because you don't find it in Europe.
Factors there, but that is a huge factor.
Yeah, because you're not really finding that in Europe.
No.
Yeah.
And then what does that tell you, you know?
Exactly.
Do you think that there'll be a time, Dr. Leah, that they'll start banning these kind of products or not? You know, that they're proving that it's causing, you know, harm to us. Not even the cigarettes. Now they used to have a warning label. Can we start having warning labels on all our food?
Oh, wouldn't that be sad if we had to have warning labels on our food?
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe the FDA or somebody will get smart and start to realize that these things are issues. I know soda pop's been taken out of a lot of schools. They've yep. taken the vending machines out in mm-hmm. California and some states.
I think here too, I believe.
Yeah, I hope so, because mm-hmm. that's a big step.
It is a big step.
Well, then they're also getting caffeine in these pops.
So, I know.
You know, the poor little things are getting all this.
Me up and take me down.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Slowly
things are shifting. Like with vitamin D, everybody's testing for that now. And there's things that are shifting, but it's just slow.
You see the impact you've had, Dr. Leah, out here because of you. People are listening. They're changing the they're testing for vitamin D. Now they're going to realize the high fructose. You see how you're changing the world, Dr. Leah?
Oh, we all do it together.
We really appreciate
it. Give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and you can always find me at chatwithwomen.com.
Yes, on our homepage, there's our cute little picture. And you can send her an email if you have any kinds of questions.
That's right.
Because we really do want people to understand. Because this is my new thing. This is really my new thing.
Another one?
I love this one, though. If you know, you can no longer make excuses. When we know better, we have to change. Now, before, if you didn't know this was doing all this, well, how could you didn't know? Now you know. So now you have to make changes.
I do not want to talk about aspartame.
We'll talk about that next time.
Thank you. I really
That's
think
my
we
next
have.
Tip.
Oh, good, good. Thanks, Dr. Leah.
All right, have a great day.